Hey guys, today I'm going to be doing another one of Baby Paddle's questionnaire. I'm going to be doing the second one, which is the deflower questionnaire. And so let's just get right into it because we got a lot of questions. I think we have like 26 questions. Let's go. Okay, number one, what are your top three favorite foods? That's a really hard question. I know that's not a hard question, but it's a hard question for me because food, I can't just give you three favorites. That's like asking a mother to pick her favorite kids. Well, I mean, asking her to like tell her your favorites in front of your kids. I'm gonna say I really love Cuban food. Like, I love rice and beans and like pork. It's really good. And I really like sushi. Yeah, I'll say sushi. I really love sushi. Like, I'll eat sushi any day. Pizza. I have a lot more, but there you go, guys. Number two. Now, if you went down on your partner and their genitals taste like any of the foods mentioned previously, would you be repulsed? Which flavor would be the least weird / most bearable? Oh man. I wouldn't really be repulsed. I'd just be really confused. I'll be like, wait, what? And then for the second part, I would say pizza. I feel like that's going to be the most bearable, you know? So I'm going to go with pizza. Okay, number three. Realistically, would you drink a cupful, 8 ounces or 240 milliliters of cum / vaginal ejaculate in one sitting of someone you knew and were attracted to? Probably not. I would try because if it's someone I knew and was attracted to and they really wanted me to do it, I'd probably try it. And I probably couldn't drink the whole thing, so, because I'm a bitch, so I can't do that stuff. All right, number four. What's in your shower? Your shampoo and soap and stuff. I'm sure you've never asked this, so I'd like to take the time to appreciate the products that you use to keep up your appearance. Oh, okay. I have too much stuff in my shower. I have really long, thick, kind of curly and wavy hair. Like, some days it's like super, super curly, and then some days it's like wavy and relaxed. So I always need deep conditioners. So I have like 5 bottles of deep conditioner. And then, like, 3 bottles of shampoo because my hair is thirsty AF and it needs, like, moisture always. So that's a struggle in my life. Number 5, would you see a potential in a serious long-term relationship with a person with whom you have a 20-year age gap? Younger and older doesn't matter given that the person is an adult. I'm more partial to someone being 20 years older than me than them being younger than me. But if I had a really good connection with them and, you know, we got along well and we actually cared about each other, then I don't see a problem with that. Number 6. You're inevitably, I can't say that word, committed to one person you're ridiculously attracted to and you have to choose between romance or sex. Only love and cuddly stuff all the time, or only sexy stuff all the time with that person. Which do you choose and why? That's hard. You can't just have one or the other because then it's not complete. It's not a complete package. I like complete packages. Damn. I think I'm going to go with the romancy stuff, because I mean you could have sex with anybody, right? So you can only have like the love and cuddly stuff with someone special. So boom, there you go, that's my answer. Number 7, your partner offers you marijuana saying the drug can be used as a romantic activity. Are you down? Why or why not? Yeah, I'm down. I've smoked marijuana like once. It wasn't my thing, but if they wanted to do it together, I'd do it a couple times. So, whatever. Number 8, someone you admire gives you either $5,000 USD worth of material gifts, something you really wanted, or $5,000 worth of a vacation to somewhere you really wanted to go, given that you were free at the time, which would be a better option for you? I'd say the vacation, because with the vacation, you get to go many places, make memories with that person. You can get stuff there too at the vacation. Like, you can buy stuff there. And I don't know, I feel like that's more, what's the word? It's more memorable and special to me than if someone just gave me gifts. I don't know, I'm weird. Number 9, if you're in a romantic relationship right now, does your partner know about your audios on GWA? If so, how do they react initially and how do they feel about it now? If you're not in a relationship right now, would you still continue posting if you get involved in one? Would you tell your partner about it? Well, LOL, I'm not in a relationship. Single AF for life. But if I did get in a relationship, I would continue posting and tell them about it, because honesty is the best policy and it's something that I enjoy. And if they don't like it, then whatever, they'll get over it. Number 10, are you more of a tea or coffee person? What is your favorite type of flavor / tea / coffee? And how do you like it prepared? If you're not fond of either, why? And what is your favorite beverage? I am more of a coffee person. I love tea, though, as well. All kinds of tea. Since I live in, like, northern Florida, sweet tea is, like, everywhere. And I have family in Alabama, and that's all they talk about, sweet tea. So I also like sweet tea. I also like green tea. Bubble tea is bomb. I need to find a good place, because I used to go to one before I moved. A shop, and it was so good, but in my town now, there's, like, no bubble tea places. That I've asked so many people, and everyone's like, I don't know, and I'm like, well, you guys suck, I need a bubble tea place now. Where was I? Oh, right, how do I like my coffee prepared? I like 2 sugars and cream. I'm pretty basic. I don't really like all the fancy schmancy flavors. I just like coffee. Just give me a cup of coffee with cream and sugar. We're good. Number 11, we all have people in our lives we deeply care for. Philosophically speaking, what is it that makes it so hard to even think about never talking to or seeing these people ever again when there are so many people in the world to form potential lasting relationships with? Why is it that most of us would choose our friends / family over large sums of money if given the choice to? I guess when you make bonds with people, it's kind of hard to break those. For me speaking, like, for me, once I'm your friend or once you're my family, like, I have a bond with you. I'm a big people person. You know, I like people most of the time. People that I'm close to, let's say that. I like people that I'm close to, and I couldn't just, like, drop them and not talk to them ever again. I'd just be sad and worry about them a lot. And for the second part, why would most of us choose our fans and family over those? Because then again, like, you have those bonds with those people, and money only gives you so much happiness, I feel. So you could have a lot of money, you know, and you could be really, really successful and be alone, and that just sounds depressing. I'd rather have really close friendships and family relationships than large sums of money, because to me, experiences with those people gives me more joy than just money, because money goes away real quick. All right, number 12. Are you a person who is very picky about organization with your paperwork? Do you use highlighters, pens to color code, sticky notes, etc.? I'm not that picky. I'm actually very messy, to be honest, and I really need help with that. I'm very disorganized sometimes. But sometimes I like to color code just for the hell of it in my planner, because it's pretty. Number 13, you're at a party / club / dark place with an excessive amount of loud people having fun, and someone behind you wraps their arms around you and starts kissing you. You turn around and see who it is, and it's someone very, very attractive who you've never seen before. Do you confront them or reciprocate? I'd be taken aback real, real quick. I'd be like, hello. I'd be really confused. And then if they're really, like, the question says they're really attractive. So I'd be like, all right, and just reciprocate, you know? I don't know. If that opportunity gave, if that was given to me, I'd do it because I like experiences and new things. So, number 14, what's the story of your first kiss? If you haven't had your first kiss yet, what would be an ideal situation for you? Blah, blah, blah. Okay. So I had my first kiss in eighth grade. It was terrible. But anyways, because we're actually in eighth grade, we were on our DC trip. I don't know if people had DC trips in middle schools, but we did. And we were on the bus. We were in DC at the time. We were getting on the bus to go back to our hotel area or whatever. And he sat next to me, this guy. He sat next to me. We've been friends for like a while. We've been friends. We became friends in sixth grade. And I had the hunch that he liked me, but I didn't really like him that much. Like, I kind of liked him, kind of didn't. I haven't had a lot of boyfriends in my life, so this was, like, the beginning of, like, oh, my God, he likes me. Whoa, that's weird. No one really likes me before. So I was like, okay, let's do it. So we both discussed first kisses and how I haven't had mine. He hadn't had his yet, so we just got, let's just give each other first kiss. And so we did. And everyone on the bus saw, and everyone cheered, and it was really, really awkward and annoying, to be honest, and it was bad. But, I mean, it was, you know, looking back at it, it was funny and cool, because I feel like, you know, it was all right. I mean, the kiss was bad, but it was all right. All right, number 15. Which of the two is considered more arousing to you? A girl wearing your t-shirt, boy shorts, and a pair of knee-high socks, or a girl in black lacy lingerie with a garter belt and stockings? If you're not attracted to girls, are you attracted to guys? Are you more into Don Draper-esque men? Or a laid-back t-shirt and jeans type man? Well, I'm bisexual, so I like both. So I'm going to go with the girl first. I would say the girl, I'd like my girl in a t-shirt and boy shorts. Because, and knee-high socks. I just like knee-high socks. Is that weird? I like to wear knee-high socks, and I like girls in knee-high socks. The lingerie, it's just too much for me, you know? I feel like I'd have a big struggle if she asked me to take it off her, like, it just sounds like a mess. So I'd probably like be like, what does this one do? What does this buckle? I'd get lost. And for guys, oh man, I like both of them. I like a Don Draper-esque man. Like, if you're in a suit, damn, awesome, loving it. But if you're in like a laid back t-shirt and jeans, like, that's cool too. So I can't really give an answer for guys. I like guys in anything, unless he's wearing like something, I can't describe it. Like, if he's wearing camo everything, you know, those guys, if he's wearing camo everything, he's not going hunting, and he's wearing boots, but he's just going to school, I don't get you, kid. I don't get that kid. I don't get him. I don't understand it. Don't like it. Number 16, would you share a main "this is where we always sleep" bed with a partner you're beginning a new relationship with, or would you choose to have separate rooms? Which and why? That's a weird question. If you're in a new relationship, wouldn't you want to be with them always? Like, it's not always, but I would say, like, I would share a bed because cuddles are nice, right? And other things. So, yeah. Number 17. You are having sex or one night stand with someone with a booty call / fuck buddy, basically someone you don't really care about. And when they come, they scream someone else's name. How would you feel about it? Well, I would take it personally just a little bit because, bitch, I've been doing all the work here and you're just going to scream somebody else's name. That's really upsetting. I know we're not close or anything, but listen, I want some recognition. No, I'm just kidding. I mean, kind of kidding. We'll say I'm kidding. But I just be like, whatever about it later. But at first, I'd take it a little personally and then I'd be like, oh, it's nothing, you know, they were just being stupid. Like, we're not even that close. I would tell myself it doesn't matter, but to me, it matters. Number 18. Can you drink a full glass of whole dairy milk? Would you consider yourself more of a plant / nut milk person? Nut milk. Okay, I like dairy milk. Like, it's good, but I couldn't drink a full glass of dairy milk just straight with, I'm not eating anything, or I don't know, I couldn't do that. No. I'm not really, I'm more fond of like soy milk though, to be honest. So, like a vanilla soy milk, bomb. But if it's like regular milk, I love chocolate and strawberry milk. I don't care what people say about strawberry milk, you know. It's like a controversy. I like strawberry milk. Hate me. It's fine. Number 19. Are you one of those people who enjoys the smell of gasoline? No. Number 20. When it comes to the placement of your partner's hands during sex, rate these from least arousing to most arousing. Okay. So the choices are in your hair, digging their nails into your back, holding your hands, baking your ass, grabbing onto your shoulders / legs, fingers in your mouth. All right. So least to most. Let's go. Least, I'm going to say their nails in my back. That sounds uncomfortable. Grabbing onto my shoulders or legs, whatever. I'm going to go with holding my hand and then in your hair and then fingers in my mouth. I don't know why that sounds the most arousing. It's hard to explain. I can't explain it. I don't know why. Number 21. Someone you've never met before comes up to you asking if you're that person from GWA, as your voice sounds suspiciously similar to someone who posts on here. Do you choose to give yourself away? Alternately, if someone asks you if you've heard about this little place on the internet called Gone Wild Audio, do you confirm or deny? If someone came up to me asking me if I'm that person, I'd be like, I don't know what you're talking about. Never heard of that before. So the second part of the question, they would be like, oh, you heard about it? I'm like, no, what's that? I don't know what you're talking about. Just play it cool. Play cool. Play like you don't know. Deny, deny, deny until the end of time. Number 22. Your current best friend, yes, that best friend, confesses to you that they're in love with you. How do you respond? Would you find it easy to continue a relationship with them if you don't feel the same way? I wouldn't be upset about it, you know. We've been friends for, like, ever, since kindergarten, so, you know, it's fine. And I would find it easy to continue a friendship with them if I didn't feel the same way. So, we're just that close. Number 23. What are some occupations you wanted to have as a kid? I remember my first teacher asking me what I wanted to be when I grew up. And I had such a difficult time because I wanted to be, like, everything. I wanted to be a doctor. I wanted to be a princess. I wanted to be a fairy princess. I wanted to be a ballerina. I wanted to be a teacher. I wanted to be a gymnast. There was a lot of things I wanted to do. And right now, I'm studying psychology. So, none of those things. But, woo! Yeah, 24. Do you consider yourself a grown-up? Do you think there is a set grown-up age where someone is expected to have their life together? No, I do not consider myself a grown-up. I know I'm 19, but guys, let me live a little. I'm not grown yet. I'm still, like, in my family's house, so I still, like, feel young. I mean, I am turning 20 in December, turn up, but I don't feel like a grown-up yet. And I think there is a set grown-up age, like, I'd say around, like, whenever you're out of the house and living on your own, I feel like that's a grown-up age. So whenever that is for you, that's your grown-up age. 25. Which first date would you prefer? A movie at home, cuddles, and a homemade dinner, or a movie at the theater / cinema and a fancy schmancy dinner? First date. All right, I guess a movie at home for a first date would be kind of awkward, especially if you don't really know them that well. Like, if it was a first date between, like, friends, then I guess that would be chill. But if it's a first date with a stranger, I would go with a movie at the theater and a fancy schmancy dinner. Number 26. Improvise a sexy scene right now. Or to say how your day was. Oh, no. Okay, let me think about this for a second. I love the way you feel inside me. Yeah. Can you fuck me harder, please? Yes. It feels so good. Fuck me, yes. All right, let's close shop on that, guys. Okay, that's all of the questions we got. I hope you guys enjoyed this silly little audio where I messed up on words. Because I read too fast and I jumble them all up. So anyway, thank you. Until next time. Bye, guys.